All right, everyone. Since I've got to be in bed pretty early because I got to get up early. Yeah, it's the day before Thanksgiving and shit is going to be crazy tomorrow at work. But you guys deserve something. So I'm going to throw this one on there and we'll probably do something really cool on Wednesday when I get back. We got some really cool stuff. Got a bunch of games that are just going to be especially for this wholesome November. I'm going to do a rapid run through of all of them. And they're all really wholesome games. I think you'll like them, especially if you like Monster Girls. I was asked to do this by a fan that watches the show or the content. We have a lot of shows. We're like a fucking TV station at this point. Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy. You know? Alright, enough of me fucking talking. Let's get the... Well, enough of me yapping. Let's get this going. Thanks for the food. Thank you for the food. Is that right? Yeah. Nacha puts her hands together and faces the table like we did. Watching it gives me a strange kind of feeling. The biggest difference between her and a human is her lower body. Her tongue and wings and horns are different too, but they're more like extras compared to her lower half. So when she's sitting across the table like this with her snake half hidden, she looks like a normal human, comparatively anyway. She really is a beauty. If also a snake... Oh, so these must be chopsticks. You know about chopsticks? Do you use them in the Empire too? No, we do not, but I received some from Mikuria. I think she said Mikuria. I don't know. From my father? I see. Yes, I'm... Yes, I'm saving those chopsticks for the right moment, so until then, I'll borrow these. Naja, you look pretty good holding those. Really good. Yuki was holding them in an X for the longest time. You're using them right. Yeah, great job. That a princess from another culture, a whole different world, can use chopsticks so nicely is a real surprise. I have trouble with them. Maybe she's good with her hands. I underwent special training. This is nothing for someone like me. She's blushing. Well, since you use them so well, would you grab me something from that dish? Stay calm, Baya. I am a freeloader in this house. I do not mind helping a little. I helped with the simmered potatoes. Me too. Admittedly, that was 2 nights ago. We made them together for a change. They were good, and my sisters must have liked them because they savored them like expensive treats. I see. Now then, allow me to demonstrate my chopstick skills. Naja reaches for a potato with her chopsticks. The potato slips right out of their grasp. Ugh, this little... Slip! Hey, you! Slip! Why, you! Slip! Grr, I've had enough! Slam! Crack! The dish broke. Making my hand slip. Nachi went ahead and ate the potato she speared. I don't think she has much respect for our eating customs after all. There's shards in the potatoes now. What a waste. Well, wait. Maybe we can do something about that.
Hmm?
What's wrong? Nadja, I'm sorry, but would you apologize? I say it outright. However you look at it, that was her fault. Apologize? What for? You ruined the food that Yuki and Saki made, so I'd like you to apologize. You mean for breaking the dish? Is that a problem? It would be dangerous to eat those shards, so... Nii-chan, it's fine. It was an accident. Yeah, it's okay. No. We can always make more potatoes. That's right. No, it's not okay. That's not the problem. I turn back to Nadja. I don't care if she gets mad and kills me for this. This is important to me. I can't be with someone who can't obey simple common courtesy. Apologize. He's laying out his boundaries. That's a good thing. But... I want you to apologize. You may be the princess of an empire, but right now you're a guest in my house. I'd like you to follow our rules. Once again, he's setting his boundaries. If you cause trouble, then apologize. That's all. I understand, but I won't bow my head over some food. I'll have Baya make the same dish, or would you prefer I restored it by magic? That won't do. Why not? I won't allow it. Shinichi, allow me to remind you of something. I am the heir of the Gorgonian Empire, Nadius the 12th. I don't know about the 13th. Why should I lower my head? Out of fucking respect. This is the home of Shinichi Mikuria. This is the home of Shinichi Mikuria. I'd like you to obey the rules of this house. That's the condition for you to stay here. But Baya, even you? I meant no ill. There's no need to go that far. Okay, understood. Sorry, Shinichi. I was thoughtless. Not to me. I apologize to Yuki and Saki. I apologize, Yuki, Saki. I'm sorry. It's fine. You don't have to apologize. Nii-chan is just being strict, so... No, we have to make ourselves clear with things like this. Yuki, Saki, accept her apology. Yeah, it's okay. Thank you for apologizing. Was that good? Yes. Now then, let me fix it. Oh, mana of creation, restore this as ere it was broken. By my name and my contract with the King of Creation. The Japanese ends there. Nadja continues in an inhuman language. Meanwhile, her tail beats a rhythmical noise. A golden light spreads over the dining table. There. Just as it was. There's the dish, perfectly whole. And the simmered potatoes are there, too. All as if nothing had happened. Whoa, thanks, Nadja. Thanks. No, I was thoughtless. I'll get better with the chopsticks, then this won't happen again. That's my duty as a member of this household. That's good. Ah. Why am I so relaxed? A member of this household? And that magic she used. Naja is, well, really a monster? No, better not to think about it. Is something wrong? No, it's nothing. I eat one of the simmered potatoes. They taste especially good today. Now then, we'd better go or we'll be late. But is that okay? Can we just leave Naja here? Right? I do not mind. Learning is the pleasure of royalty. It is a necessary skill to command soldiers and inspire the people. Do not mind me. Focus hard on your studies. That's an interesting way of putting it, but I'm glad she understands. Forget learning. It would have been stifling spending all day in the house with Naja. What a relief. Then we're off. Right. My heart is ready. Now then, make it quick. What? Have you forgotten? Is there not something you should do? Are you trying to tease me? No, sorry, I've no idea. What is it? That is obviously smooching, where we touch our lips and exchange saliva. Obviously. Why? In this country, it's not normally called a kiss, isn't it? Fiancés kiss as they part, do they not? I read it in a book. Kiss all of a sudden? Do it. Hold on. There's no way. It didn't bother me while we were talking and eating breakfast at the table. But now I can see her lower body. In other words, the body of a snake. And I'm expected to kiss her. That sort of thing would be embarrassing at the best of times. How dare you, sir? What's wrong? Isn't kissing like a greeting among humans? That's, well, maybe in some countries. I can't do it. What? Why not? We're having a postponement, a delay. That kind of greeting is too intimate, so we shouldn't do that. Definitely not. But... Shut up, Baya. That might be true, but... okay, you're right. That's fine. Thanks for understanding. Nii-chan, it's time! We're late. Let's go to school. Ah, yeah. With that, we leave the house. Uncomfortable as we are with leaving Naja behind. Well, why are you pouting? I am not pouting. No, you're definitely pouting. Pouting for sure. You're pouting. I said I'm not pouting. So what? Are you saying that I'm pouting because you went home without eating my bento? No, nobody said that. But I had a rough day too. All sorts of stuff happened after I went home. Like what? I can't really explain, but it's kind of like a present from my dad. Is uncle back? No, he doesn't come home. All he does is... All he sends back are problems. Our daddy is a very entertaining guy. I don't need that kind of entertainment. What kind of problem? Basically... Nothing to do with you, Mayuko-chan. That's right. Nothing to do with you. Why? Well, it's not like Mayuko-chan was going to marry you or anything, Nii-chan. So there's no need to go out of your way and tell her. That's right. Nothing to worry about. What? Marriage? Are you suggesting I marry Mikuria? No, that's not it. Well, what is it then, Mikuria? Well, basically, this is the moment. I better tell her honestly. Nii-chan is violent and a bully, but she's a childhood friend of mine. There's a chance she can help me out. Spit it out! Yeah, I decided to tell her everything. The truth is, she's been in the house since yesterday. Dad just decided it on his own. She? Well, you know, basically, my fiance. Yeah, fiance? Oh, that's shaking her! That's shaking her! But it would be better if she stays out of it, for Mayuko-chan and the whole human race! Fiance? What kind of girl is she? Well, she's not human. I see. For some reason, Nii-chan looks really relieved for a moment. Or is it just my imagination? But I can't sympathize with that. However ugly a person she is, it's way too rude to say she isn't human. No, it's not like that. How to explain she's a strange creature, half snake, half beautiful woman, a monster. And she's the princess of the military empire in another world, and she keeps indirectly threatening to destroy humanity if I don't marry her. What do you think I should do? Well, if you ask me, you should call an ambulance, a yellow one, for crazy people. That's it. It's it. Ah, she thinks I've lost it. Well, that's probably a normal response, even though I'm telling the truth. You idiot! Stop blabbering about snakes and fiancés and come along to school. Honestly, like you'd have a fiancé. Don't go off on stupid fantasies just because you aren't popular. Right. I wish it was just a stupid fantasy. And that all those pecks from the chicken were imaginary too. Don't forget about the chicken. I didn't. In the end, Nii-chan didn't listen to what I had to say. I'm not lying, and it's not as though I've gone crazy. Heck, my fiancé's a snake person. That's what's crazy here. Good grief! What's wrong? You're making a face like there's something on your mind. Tsuneyoshi, what a good friend. He noticed that I'm troubled. A face like you're worried, or else that you've fallen in love with the monster princess. That's pretty detailed, and right on the mark, too. Is this the power of a best friend's intuition? If you like, you can tell me about it. Okay, well just listen, okay? This isn't about me, it's about a friend, but I don't want him to think I'm crazy, too. I'll try explaining it a little differently. Tsuneyoshi, do you think a person and a creature that's a beauty from the waist up and an animal from the waist down can fall in love and get married? No, that's no good. I'm sounding crazy again. But surprisingly, Tsuneyoshi... I see. You see, is that your final answer? Really? Are you sure you don't want to call me an idiot or anything? Of course, if you're worried, Mikuria, then it must be something serious. Tsuneyoshi, you're incredible. I have to give him more credit. I didn't realize Sunayoshi was such a good friend. Besides, I think about that all the time myself. You really are incredible. Wait, what? Why does he think about that all the time? It's really a waste, but in a way, that's incredible too. So basically, your friend might be getting into a relationship with a woman that's some other species from the waist down, is that right? He might have to marry her, and that's what's troubling you? That's right. Although the truth is, it's me, not a friend. Really, Mikuria, what do you think of that woman? Well, I think that she's a monster. How prejudiced. How is that prejudice? Mikuria, are you aware that Greek myths were written by the victors? What's this all of a sudden? I didn't know that. Anyway, Greek myths don't have anything to do with reality. Be quiet and listen. Okay? Sunayoshi never cuts me off like that. He's usually cool and spaced out. He doesn't get this passionate. Myths are written by the victors to portray those they defeated as monsters. Do you know the story of Medusa? It's a story about the hero Perseus defeating Medusa, isn't it? He cuts off her head. That's right. And Medusa was the youngest of three sisters called the Gorgons. I see. Gorgons? That sounds a little like the Gorgonian Empire. I think Nausea's a little easier on the eyes than Medusa, though. No, there's some good images of her on the internet. In fact, this can be thought of an allegory for the victory of Greece, a nation with a patriarchal mythology, over a nation with a matriarchal mythology. Our own mythology is the same. The heavenly Kami won, and the earthly Kami were cast down. The victory was justified after the fact. And? I have trouble with long build-ups like this. Sunayoshi is smart and way more knowledgeable than me. He and Nishi teach me a lot. But still, I don't like these long build-ups, and right now I don't have the time to listen to one. In short, your perspective right now is based on the values of Greek mythology. The three Gorgon sisters led by Medusa were monsters. But what about from Medusa's perspective? Probably the Greeks were the enemy, I guess. Exactly. From the other side, they were the disgusting, terrifying monsters. So then, Sunayoshi, what are you trying to tell me? Your metaphor is, too big. I can't process it at all. I like this quote. I used a big metaphor to make you think, so I don't mind if it does bother you. I like that. Too bad. I don't have time to think it through. Come on, get to the point. This is what I can say. Don't judge by appearances. Don't consider only your own values. Try to see things from the other perspective. You should be accepting. Cheer your friend on. I can't do that. However you look at it, she's a monster. She's certainly out of the ordinary, but that just means she's not like anything your friend has experienced before. Over time, she'll become more ordinary, too. So then, he has to fall in love with her? No, but it's not okay to trample on her values just because they're more than you can handle. It's arrogance. Mercuria, you're better than that. It's true that your friend and this girl might end up in a pretty eccentric situation. Eccentric doesn't even cover it. In any case, to say from square one that she's disgusting or a monster, or goes against our values is going too far. That's my advice. Accept who she is. I don't know who your friend is, but if that was just a hypothetical, he sure presented it in a concrete and powerful way. Does he somehow know about me and Naja? And if so, how? Even if you say to accept it, she's not human. How can I accept that? She's a woman before she's a monster. So as a man, treat her as a lady. Why not start from there? There's nothing wrong with wishing her well. Even if she's a monster, she's still a girl. This guy really is incredible. I didn't expect him to talk like this. When he puts it that way, it's true. She is a girl. That's right. This morning I saw a sweeter side of Naja. She was really feminine. If you ignore her snake tail lying under the table, Naja's a woman too. That's right. Even if half of her is not human, she's still a girl. No, I can't do it. She's a monster. I see. That was close. He almost talked me into it. Oh, that chime means homeroom is starting. Okay, everybody to their seats. This is a bit sudden, but allow me to introduce a new transfer student. Introduce a new transfer student? Those are ordinary words. Why now is my first thought, but there are lots... Why now is my first thought, but there's lots of reasons to transfer. It's not so unnatural. This bad premonition is just my imagination. What? I am the transfer student, Nadius the 12th. Let us get along. It's you! Shinichi, let us get along especially well. Naja, why are you here? Actually, how are you here? And also, Naja-san. You still got your tail. Wait, what? Why isn't anyone acting surprised? Has nobody else noticed? What's going on? Hey, what the hell is this? Everybody around just seems to be thinking, wow, Mercuria knows this beauty? Staring at me with envious and suspicious expressions. Oh, so you know Mercuria. Yes, in fact, I'm his fiancée. That's right, she's staying at my house. I cut her off in a panic. If she mentions engagement or fiancés, then this will be even harder to explain. I have to prevent that. Oh, I see. Come to think of it, Mercuria's place is listed as your address as well. What do you mean, I see? Her tail! She has a tail! Sensei, look at her lower body! Shimura-sensei, behind you! Well, I hope you all get along. Sensei, that's way too casual. Is that your final answer? Hey, Naja! What did you do? Nobody's reacting at the sight of you. I thought I'd avoid causing trouble for you. I, I look like a normal human to everyone else. I'm fooling their perception with magic. They won't make a fuss. Oh, really? But you still look the same to me, Nausea. Of course, I just twisted their perception, not their vision. I wish she'd put the magic on me while she was at it. I guess it's some kind of spell that lets them look at Nausea without being afraid. Oh, there's her uniform. Look at that. More importantly, how do you like my uniform? It suits me, does it not? Yeah, it suits you. I see. Then it was worth the effort. The effort? You mean you made it yourself? Well, I borrowed the power of the spirits. They had some difficulty working with the materials of this world, but thanks to their effort, it's a masterpiece. Did you fall in love with me all over again? No, well, it's a uniform for humans, so it's a bit out of balance with her snake half, but... Mikuria, don't just chat between the two of you. Won't you introduce me? How do I introduce somebody like this? This girl is... I am Nadius the 12th, first heir to the throne of the Gorgonian Empire of Demiurgos. She said it? She practically went out of her way to say it. I was hoping to cover that up. Well, so you're a royal princess. Indeed, you may call me Nausea. Are you a friend of Shinichi? I am. Tsuneyoshi Takamura, pleased to meet your acquaintance. I see. You are from a military family, are you not? I can tell by your bearing. Perhaps a child of one of these samurai I hear of? Why? He's from a shrine family. Is she some kind of confused tourist? And for some reason, Tsuneyoshi... I am indeed. What do you mean indeed? Don't just say whatever, it's confusing. I'm glad Shinichi has such a good friend. I hope you'll continue looking after him. By your leave. What an expression. He's completely on board here. Meanwhile, the rest of the students are listening intently. You hear that? She's a princess in some other country. Now that you mention it, she does seem kind of classy or different somehow. How does she know Mikuria?
Where's the Gorgo Empire?
Ah, what a pain. And someone said that she's somehow different because she's a princess, but that's wrong. Being a princess is not what's different about her. Well, now they know she's a princess, the cat is out of the bag. Still, as long as they don't find out that we're engaged, it's not that bad. I don't want to have to deal with that. But of course, I know what's coming. These faint hopes of mine exist to be smashed. That's Mikuria's fiancé? Nishi! I didn't expect you to be the smasher. Damn. Fiancé? Fiancé? So they're engaged? Mikuria and the transfer student? Then... basically, they're already in that kind of a relationship? No, more importantly, what'll happen to Nishi-san? Naturally, the word fiancé causes quite some excitement, but... be quiet! But Nishi puts her glare on them, and the classroom goes still in an instant. At times like this, Nishi's quite reliable, although she's also the one who caused the fuss in the first place. I see. Mikuria, this is what you meant. What's she talking about? Nice to meet you, transfer student. I'm Mayuko... Mayuko Nishi. I am on the Public Morals Committee. No, it's Mayuko. I am Mayuko Nishi. I'm on the Public Morals Committee, and I have been close to Mikuria for a long time. I'm Naja. Let us get along. What? Is it my imagination, or are they oddly tense? I feel like she emphasized the word close, too. I heard about you this morning from Mikuria. He said his fiancé by parental arrangement arrived yesterday. Indeed, I arrived yesterday. Is it really my imagination? This time it sounded like she overemphasized the words parental arrangement. She wouldn't said it. Lay off, Nishi. Don't bully the transfer student. No, I'm rooting for Nishi. Silence in the gallery! So, is that right? You're his arranged fiancé? That's what I heard. Did you know? In Japan, this is called a political marriage, and it's not viewed in a particularly positive light. I don't really know what Nishi is trying to say, but it seems like my classmates are following it. They're getting pretty into it. It must be tough, Mikuria. What are you talking about? Mayuko Nishi, I know not why you raise your voice, but as you are a friend of Shinichi, I will forgive you. I am the daughter of a sovereign. Is it so strange that my parents should decide my marriage and that I, the child, should abide by this? What? You're fine with that? Marrying a man you don't even love for the sake of your country? Marrying Mikuria for a reason like that? Are you perhaps misunderstanding something? Shinichi's father is necessary to the Empire. Working with him would kill our enemies. And if we do not, our enemies will use him instead. Whoa, that's a dangerous situation. And how is my dad such a big shot? He works in sales. But that kind of political marriage is... My marriage must be political. Okay. My marriage must be political. It's only natural. I'm the heir to the throne. One day I'll be the nation itself. That's a pretty strong statement. My marriage cannot happen absent political considerations. What are you lecturing me about? I don't understand a word you're saying. No. I understand. I think Nishi understands too, really. What Naja's saying is simple. They're the same lines a princess character in a manga or anime might say. Just like when she said I came from another world by Dimension Gate, a modern Japanese person raised on manga can grasp what she means. I see. Marriage for the sake of the nation. Not because she likes me then. Well, that's obvious, isn't it? Fiancé or not, we only met yesterday. It'd be strange if she did have feelings for me personally. I see. Hmm? What's wrong? You look sort of disappointed. No, I don't. Don't make fun of me like that. I'm not disappointed or anything. It's not like I especially like Nausea either. So it'd be selfish to expect her to like me or anything. Well, I think it's probably for the best. It's not like anything's changed. And that's why. I am very grateful. Grateful? That the good of the country aligns with my feelings. Since the dawn of history, royals have been forced into unwanted marriages or destroyed nations with forbidden loves. But I need do neither. Hold on. The conversation's a little jumbled, and I wasn't really listening at the end there, but... Is she saying that it's not just a political marriage? For some reason, the rest of the class is getting excited again. And then they all converge on Nausea. Hey, did you really mean that? Most people couldn't say something like that. Anyway, will you join a club or anything? The women's soccer club, won't you come play with us? Ah, wait, me first! Stop pushing! Nausea-san, I'm from the newspaper club, would you say a few words? Be silent! Whoosh, the air around us seems to ring with those words. It's as if her voice actually exploded. You mannerless louts! I came to meet Shinichi, not all of you! But you were talking to Nishi. Shut up! Enough back talk! If you were Imperial soldiers, I'd pull you off the front lines! Is that a punishment? I bet some of them wouldn't mind. Too many nuisances. Shinichi, come along. Hey, don't pull my arm. Hold on. Wait up. Nausea-san, listen. Heed my order, gatekeeper of Earth. Stop any who would chase us, attack us, or bear us ill intent. Magic again? Wait, Nausea, stop. Flash. A golden light spreads around us, and there's a sound like air splitting. At the same moment, all the students chasing us fall down on the spot. Well, what is this? Kya! Ow! Hey, what did you do? Just a spell to stop them. Now let's go. The rooftop. Okay, so she's not happy. Not at all. And I didn't expect her to be coming to school, but here she is. Things are getting very interesting in this really awkward slice of life game. It's definitely slice of life, but it's... I mean, you can actually say it's kind of wholesome, too. It's monstrously wholesome, right? Don't worry, I've got some more monstrously wholesome stuff coming up. We're not doing comics tomorrow. We're going to do a special Thursday thing. I might be able to throw in one comic, so, you know, you guys got something. Because I'll be home. Well, no, I won't. I'll be home early, I'll say that. I'll be home early, so I can go ahead and actually do the comic first, or do the games, I don't know. But I've got about three of them that I'm going to do about, we'll see. We'll see how much I do of them, but I want to make sure that to get all of those started, and then we can just kind of cruise through those on the rest of wholesome November. Because it is, let's see, it is the 22nd. So we've got about a whole nother week of November. And we might continue into December until the things I'm waiting for drop. They haven't dropped yet. So we may continue a little bit in, but as soon as the drop comes out, then it changes. Then we've got a whole nother thing going on. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner with more Princess X. Stay tuned.